Hello, I'm here during the lunch rush with Janice, who owns her own food truck.
Best cheesesteaks in town.
Janice traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for her food truck business. We're here where she needs us most.
They sure are.
We make it so easy for her to save, with customised coverage that grows with her business. Sorry, I just get so emotional talking about saving folks money.
Not this onion I'm chopping?
It's just so beautiful. Oh, yeah, nice, the onion.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Jennifer Lopez says making risky career moves always works in her favor.
And was Martha Stewart for the streets as a married woman?
Also, the game wants to know how long will a woman keep her love locked down? That story later, but first...
Let's get this started! Yes.
Honey, and as you see, honey, we have our party hats on. Happy New Year to everyone!
Yay. Hey!
Now, 2025, y'all, is guaranteed to be the dishiest new year of all. Mm-hmm. So, okay, now, head crack. So, what's up, honey, with J-Lo? Did she get a new man for the new year?
Well, not that we know of, but she is putting the battery in people's backs to take risks, right? Mm. So, Jennifer said her team was not fond of her signing on to be a judge for American Idol back in the day, 2011 to be exact. Now, even though she was reportedly paid $12 million for that first season, it was like, nah. J-Lo said that they were afraid of her being reduced to a reality star and told her that nobody would ever hire her again for a movie role. But Jenny from the block ain't no punk, so she took a risk and it worked out. Can a reality show bring an A-lister down to the C or D blocks? You know? Because I've seen it work for some, not so well for others. Because some people are better the less we know about them.
But my thing is... She got paid $12 million.
Yeah. Right. That's,
that was no change.
That's not C-list money.
Yeah. Job, please. I don't care what they say. Girl, I'm going to just take a chance.
So think about it. Okay, so she did five seasons. And the minimum she got was 12. So what is that? That's over $60 million there. Easy. Mm. 60 mil to listen to some horrible singers every now and then?
Hey. Well, just sit there.
No, not all of them, but, you know, every now and then.
The winners were great.
Yeah, the winners were very good.
Yeah.
Do you think she could beat some of the singers that were competing during it?
All right, moving on. Martha Stewart told all of her business in her Netflix documentary, Martha, and she gave the girls some relationship advice that might be helpful this year. Martha shared the lesson she learned when she found out her ex-husband, Andy Stewart, was a low-down, dirty cheater. Listen to this.
Young women, listen to my advice. If you're married and your husband starts to cheat on you, he's a piece of get out of that marriage.
Didn't you have an affair early on?
Yeah, but I don't think Andy ever knew about that.
Is Martha's warning about her men fair, considering she admitted to having an affair on Andy?
Yeah, it's fair, because if you don't know, what you don't know don't hurt you.
No, what you don't know can make you really itchy if you don't look out. Like, if,
yeah.
You know,
he didn't
know. What, though? But what has she learned from prison? Apparently nothing, because apparently she still feels like the rules don't apply to her. You're right.
Well, I mean, we love Martha.
Martha make her own money and she don't have to depend on nobody else. So Martha can do whatever the hell she want to do, including smoke weed with Snoop.
Exactly. She does that well.
Plus, Martha still drops a thirst trap from time to time. So she's like, you know.
She does. Martha's doing her thing.
She probably knew how to, you know, turn it up in the kitchen, if you know what I'm saying. Like, who you think was like more like sexually frisky, like pre-prison Martha or post-prison Martha?
Post-prison Martha.
Post, right. Yeah.
Probably
yeah. Post-prison. You trying to make up for lost time.
Yeah, yeah. Post-prison Martha been outside, honey.
No one talks about Rachel Ray like this. No one's like, Rachel Ray's probably throwing it down.
Rachel Ray, nah.
You don't like Rachel Ray, Brad?
She ain't doing as good as Martha Stewart.
No. All right. Well, since we're talking about relationships, ladies, the game has got a question about loyalty. Are y'all ready for this?
Uh-oh.
Okay. The game posted, ladies, how long your boyfriend got to be in jail before you start cheating? Fair question. Okay, Gary, let's go first. How long does your man have to be on lockdown before you go get that get your nipples tweaked someplace else?
I have to know he's gonna be there at least a year.
1 year?
Yeah, well, at least a year, honey. I got enough time to, honey, play around. But if you're gonna be there about a week or two, oh no, you don't cheat, honey. Mm-hmm. So that's when Leroy gets back. Mm-hmm. But honey, a year, yes, ma'am, honey.
Yeah, I would like. I feel like I can give her like a month.
So you didn't love her?
No, I definitely loved her.
No, you absolutely.
I did love her, Brad.
You didn't love her.
What did she do?
It don't matter.
She stabbed that man.
You giving her a month? Maybe that man tried to take advantage of her.
Yeah.
What?
Maybe that man tried to take advantage of her well, and your ass wasn't there.
Okay, I mean, I'll hold it down
you
for you,
babe. You gonna give her a month?
No, I'm gonna take her cookies. Oh. No, Brad, I'm giving her a year.
You gonna take her cookies?
I'm gonna send her things. I'm gonna send her gift packages.
Commissary.
Care packages.
Put money on the books.
But you're gonna cheat after a month.
No, absolutely, Brad, I would never.
Conjugal visits ain't, it depends on
you don't get
where
those if it's for a couple weeks?
No. No.
Tell him, Brad.
I would never.
You guys are horrible.
I would give her a whole year, Brad, no matter what
you
she did.
Yo, horrible. Listen, man, I got one opportunity to get on Tinder, and when that opens up, I'm taking it. Well, it's been 30 years since the movie Speed helped make Sandra Bullock a star.
Yes.
And she recently reunited with Keanu Reeves and the director to commemorate the occasion at Beyond Fest. Now, during the conversation, Sandra spoke about auditioning for the part of the bus passenger, Annie Porter, and said, there was a folding chair and there was a paper plate. The plate, of course, was the steering wheel I was handed. So Sandra went into detail how she pretended to drive a bus sitting on a folding chair and holding a paper plate.
Wow.
And look at her now. A whole Academy Award winning actress out here in these streets.
Yes.
Now, do y'all think having the paper plate helped her get into character? Because sometimes when you just loose with no items, you know, it don't feel real. Sometimes you need something tactile to hold.
The thing is, like, anytime someone's like, do this at home, run this experiment right now. If someone's like, okay, pretend like you're driving. You're just up here like this, milking a cow. You're not driving.
Right.
That's not what driving looks like, but that's what we all do. Mm-mm. We gotta go fast!
Yo, without context, that hand movement looked crazy, yo. Like, for real.
Like you're milking a cow or something. Okay, Gary said he wanted to do more acting this year, so why don't we try to impress Tyler Perry? Gary, why don't you pretend you're auditioning for the film Speed? Here's a paper plate right there beside you. You'll be Sandra and Tanner, you'll be Keanu. Y'all ready? The lines will be in the prompter, and remember, Gary, Annie is driving the bus, and the stakes are very high because if the bus slows down under 50 miles per hour, a bomb will explode.
Oh, Jesus.
Got it? The stakes are high, all right?
Miss, can you handle this bus?
We gotta stop this thing!
No, don't! Stay above 50!
Oh, but Sam's been shot! We gotta get him off!
You slow us down and the bus will explode! I need you to know that you can handle this bus! Whoa, Jesus! We're okay, just keep it above 50!
Good plan.
End scene. There we go. That was...
Did I get the part, Brad?
You know the severity of the situation. You definitely emoted that.
You committed.
You kept your hands
you
on the wheel.
In it.
We're in the hood. It was a bumpy road.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Since it's New Year's, we know people will be trying to stick to their New Year's resolutions. According to a Forbes survey, the most popular resolutions are: number one, to improve fitness; number two, to improve finances; and number three, to improve mental health. Mm. How about us, y'all? What are our 2025 New Year's resolutions? And HK, you go first.
Probably all three of those things. Because all of that is important. Because like if your finances get out of whack, next thing you know, you're all in your head. Trying to figure out what's going on. And the fitness thing, you know, healthy body, healthy mind. It all go hand in hand.
I'm with you. Gary?
Look at me. I got all that. Health, fitness, finance,
love. No, you're lying. Your diabetes beeper goes off every day.
That's why y'all don't hear it no more. That's why I turned it off.
You got it on silent. Your health is important.
He gonna help me beat, baby.
All right, well, coming up, Prince George has some career plans that are royally not in line with his family's history. Ooh. More on that dish after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey.
Okay, Prince George is second in line to the throne after his dad, Prince William, but the 11-year-old has other career plans. Believe it or not, he wants to be a pizza chef.
Aww.
Reportedly, he and his mother, Princess Kate, recently visited a restaurant with a wood-fired pizza oven, and Prince George said that's what he wants to do when he grows up. Seems like a typical fun job that a kid would want, but what if he goes through with it?
That would be great, because that would be the only royal that we knew what they do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
True story.
And just imagine if you started a new legacy in that family, like, yo, George made pizza, though. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm.
Like, the royal pie?
They're not going to let him do that.
I like that name, royal pie.
Royal pie, the prince of pies?
Oh, God.
Yeah. Did any of you have, like, a really, like, funny job that you wanted when you were young, before you, like, knew?
I just wanted to be Michael Jackson's friend.
Okay.
Like, I wanted to be, like, his homie. Because, like, you know, especially, like, in the early 80s, like, damn, he hanging out with Emmanuel Lewis and Alfonso Ribeiro. I want to be one of those kids.
For sure.
I don't know. We didn't have dreams and hopes in my neighborhood.
What?
We didn't. We didn't.
I wanted to be on The Facts of Life.
Oh, I could totally see that.
Yeah. I wanted to be on TV really bad.
They should reboot that show.
And I wanted to be on Fame. I don't know if y'all remember Fame, but Leroy had a niece. Mm-hmm. A little bad niece, and I was so mad that it wasn't me. Aww. I was like, I'm from Chicago, I'm bad, I'm from the West Side, I can do the stuff she's doing. She was real bad. Like, she was, yeah, I wanted to be her so bad. So, yeah.
All right, we all know the show Friends, aka The White Living Single, but you might not remember one of its groundbreaking moments. Ross's ex-wife Carol had the first lesbian wedding on a major TV show. Aww. Well, Jane Sibbett, who played Carol, says her father did not approve of the storyline, and he went so far as to hold Bible study at the same time the show aired so his friends wouldn't see it. Oh. Jane said it was heartbreaking that he wouldn't watch it. It took my godfather writing a letter to him saying how proud he was of me for the wedding scene that cracked it for my father. Could you guys imagine your relatives doing something like that?
Yeah.
That's Friends?
Yeah, I guess that's
why I look so old.
Like Downton Abbey.
Yeah.
What was that, the colonial days, Friends?
those are mates and chaps.
The Handmaid's Tale.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it sucks to, like, have people that are near and dear to your heart not support what you do.
Fact.
But it also speaks volumes on how good of an actress she was to where, like, the dad really believed it. All right, well, Al Pacino is an amazing actor, but his money skills left a lot to be desired, all right? Mm. Well, in his memoir, Sonny Boy, he details how having a shady accountant, ignoring his finances, and reckless spending left him broke.
Wow.
Now, he also had a list of over-the-top purchases, like 16 cars and 23 cell phones. Al also said, I have $50 million and then I had nothing. The landscaper was getting $400,000 a year, mind you, and I was for landscaping at a house I didn't even live in. Could you imagine losing that much money?
Well,
I mean, by the time you pay for landscaping on a big house, it does add up.
It sure does.
If you got trees, it's $1,000 to knock a tree down and get it cut down and then to haul it off. So imagine you having a lot of trees. I mean, I could see this. Yeah. Money go quick.
Are you writing a check for that amount or are you PayPaling that? Because there are limits.
No, I mean, it adds up to a really high amount, like once you pay monthly for so long.
But you know, you always hear these celebrities and these accountants that just take their money.
The other thing that's crazy, too, is you think about somebody like Al Pacino, like, if for the heyday of his career, he's making crazy money in all the crazy movies, and then he's got so much money that he's probably not even thinking about it, and that's when they start to, like,
like steal it all. How do you end up financially in the same space that Scarface was in the beginning of the movie?
Right.
At this point in your life?
Right.
That's crazy. I'm glad you bounced back.
Well, up next, you won't believe why Cameron Diaz once left Hollywood. Find out after the break.
Dish Nation. And we're back.
Hey!
All right, y'all, Cameron Diaz hasn't been in the movie since 2014, and she retired from the movie biz altogether back in 2018. And here's why she said she had to leave Hollywood behind.
It felt like the right thing for me to reclaim my own life, and I just really didn't care about anything else. No one's offer, no one's anything could change my mind.
Well, she is making a comeback with the movie Back in Action, where she will star alongside Jamie Foxx. But what do you think made her decide to do this movie?
Sure. I think she checked her bank account.
Oh.
Yes, baby. She checked her bank account, honey. She said, oh, wait a minute. Let me think about this. Jamie, I'll do the movie with you.
Jamie Foxx is a hard person to turn down, too, though, because he doesn't make bad movies.
And, like, I think they're really cool. So, like, I think he approached her directly, like, yo, please, I need you to do this. You're the only one who will work.
Yeah.
And then we got, man, watching this made me realize how much I miss seeing Cameron Diaz.
Yeah, because she's funny.
Yeah.
Hilarious.
What about this? There's still something about Mary. Like, can we get a sequel to that, too, while we outside doing stuff?
Absolute classic, yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, y'all, moving on. Imagine knowing what your parents are getting you and your family every year for your birthday. Well, that's what John Mellencamp does. His daughter, Teddy Mellencamp, says every year her dad gives her and her kids money. But don't get too excited. It's not hundreds of dollars, but whatever the age they are turning. That's how much they get in dollars.
That's right.
Teddy said her daughter Slate was excited this year to turn 12 because she was going to get $12 from her grandfather. So what do we think of this tradition?
Keep your expectations in a certain place.
It's definitely fun. This is definitely like a fun family thing.
Yeah, my daddy would give me $10. And once he died, my coworker took up doing the $10 from him. She'd give me a card with $10 in it. So, I mean, I'll be happy for that. And my mom would give me underwear. And I...
Because she was buying you briefs.
And she was always buying white. I said, I don't wear white underwear anymore. So, you know. No. She always buy white
boxers.
Yeah, I'm like, don't.
Don't you dare.
So now she don't buy me nothing.
Because she ain't buy you no thongs.
Yeah. She ain't that horrible. How dare she not?
She
I'm grown.
She's never going to buy you that, Gary. Jesus.
Yeah. What was the best birthday present y'all ever got as a kid?
I just told you, man.
I think I got like a 12-channel mixer one time when I was like trying to figure out how to record myself when I was in middle school. Uh-huh. And man, like that changed my, like I still have it. It don't work, but I still have it because it meant that much to me. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, you know, for your parents to pour into your dreams and things, you know what I'm saying? It hits a certain way. You know what I mean?
I think I got a keyboard and a drum set, something like that, and a Snoopy snow cone machine.
Oh, man, that was such a rite of passage.
We wanted that,
That was so dope. We had
Snoopy
one of those.
Snow cone.
What was your gift?
I wanted that.
The one I remember blew my mind. It was just made out of PVC pipe, but it was a potato cannon.
Okay.
Put a potato in it, and you, like, sprayed some gas in here and then planked it and then hit the trigger to make it fire, and then you'd shoot a potato 100 yards or more.
Yep. I mean, where were you mowing? Where were you doing that?
Right, I'm from the woods.
I want a potato cannon.
I'm way out there in the woods, Brad.
Right.
We're coming up. What did a groom get caught doing on his wedding day? All right, y'all, it's not what you think, but come right back. We'll tell you.
Dish Nation.
Dish Nation. Welcome back.
Hey.
All right, y'all, a little hard work never hurt anyone, but for one man, it caused him to go viral. So while at a party, Casey Mackerel was seen working on his laptop. Okay, but this party just so happened to be his very own wedding reception. Oh. Casey's coworker, Tori Leonard, shared a snap, there he is, of Casey typing on his laptop while everyone else was dancing the night away.
No.
Tori added that Casey was infamous for pulling out his laptop everywhere, including bars. So this was not a surprise. Casey does own his own software company, but social media users were not impressed and actually disgusted. And they were actually disgusted by his work ethics. One user commented things like, "This is extremely pathetic. It's his wedding day." Yeah. Another person commented, "If I was his wife, I'd be filing for an annulment the next day." But what do you think? Is this way out of line? It is his wedding, but he owns a software company.
Yeah, but he can software his ass back to this when he get out of the reception. This is ridiculous.
Yeah.
He should be enjoying himself and not thinking about work.
But he's such a young dude. He's probably going to be in like a Bill Gates, Steve Jobs kind of space.
His wedding?
You know, like, because when I first saw the picture, I thought he was running the playlist that they were dancing
the
to.
DJ.
Yeah, it looked like he was DJing. Like, when you ride out, he's doing work.
Well,
it's like,
he's
bro,
the groom.
You can pause it for 1 minute or at least get one of them employees that you oversee to handle it for your special day. Like, come on.
And who knows? He could have been checking up with his other woman. I'm here.
No, you know, no, Gary.
Never know,
babe. Stay positive.
No,
Gary.
Never
know,
babe.
No.
All right, well, hopefully none of you were working while watching us. But if you were, we're not going to tell. We won't tell anyone. All right, tune in next time for more Dish Nation. Bye.
Bye.
We're not ratting on y'all.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.